Hey, what's going on? It's your boy JB.
It's your soy Momo.
And it's Ariana Alexis.
Welcome to another show of the JB and Momo Show with Ariana Alexis. What up, y'all?
We back.
Feels good to be back. Finally, us three is back. Finally back. The last episode, Ariana was on vacation, right?
Yeah, I was handling business, making money and stuff like that. I really wasn't on vacation. I wasn't doing anything fun. I was just getting paid to, like, hang out with a kid. A kid that I really like, just in case his parents listen.
Yeah.
She's talking about I was with a kid that I really like and I was getting paid for it.
I'm a grown ass woman to hang out with boys. I was babysitting.
If you think about it, the way she said it kind of sounded like a whole different job.
I was babysitting.
You know what? Is my favorite kind of porno.
Oh, what happened? I thought you were doing the show in Spanish.
Ese es mi favorito porno.
I can't answer in Spanish.
You can't do it in Spanish. We're not live. We don't have subtitles or none of that shit.
We don't have SAP.
You hit the SAP button, exactly.
Yeah. Our listeners cannot hit the SAP button, so it's not going to work.
They might. We should get voiceovers in Spanish. Jason should dub the whole show in Spanish.
Oh, for Manny. Do that. Please, can we make that happen?
Nah, Spanish version.
Look, this is why we need Joe, because Joe approves of Spanish speaking people.
Yeah. But Joe's Spanish.
Not stars. That we don't. I just wouldn't be able to dub my own voice in Spanish.
Yeah, we don't want to hear Joe's Spanish is the worst. But shout out to Joe, man. We miss Joe.
We miss producer Joe.
I don't know. Joe's been gone for a month now. He's out there, you know, South Carolina.
So I heard it was country. Iraq.
Or he might just...
I'm going to say he's in Iraq. It makes it sound a lot cooler.
I thought he was in jail.
Wait, or okay.
He's going to come back mad, tatted up and shit. Like, what up? Yo, is the dude... Man, I can't even do it. Yo, shout out to Joe, man. We miss you, man.
Is his voice going to get deeper because he came out of jail?
Nah, I think it's going to...
His shit is already at the lowest baritone it could be, isn't it?
What if Joe loses his voice and he comes back sounding like me?
Hey,
you imagine that? I don't sound like that.
Anyways, y'all, how was y'all Thanksgiving?
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. Yeah. It was chill. Didn't really do a lot.
Ariana, did you get dressed for the salad picture?
I didn't. I am not one of those girls. I've never been. I don't really like dressing up. I always want to be comfortable. I want to wear jeans and a shirt, whatever. Yeah. If I could look cute like that, I'll look cute.
You know what? I think you're a dude.
Sometimes I am.
I've never seen you actually like dress up.
No, I hate it.
I hate dressing up too.
You have a penis. Yep, that's it. Confirmed.
Come on, call Stucky, find out.
It's been confirmed.
Whoa.
Anyway. I don't like to waste. I'm not gonna waste a good outfit with my family. Sorry. Like if I'm gonna wear a fire outfit, you're gonna see this fire outfit out in public, and I'm gonna take pictures. Whatever. Yeah, like,
but definitely not for the sala.
No.
And for people that don't know what the sala is, it is the living room. People dress up to take pictures in the living room, which is
most,
I guess it's a traditional
most seems
thing.
Like the type that would dress up.
Me? I have the zapatitos.
No, that's you see.
Pointy ass shoes.
You are Dominican, I mean.
Okay.
That's what it is.
No, I need to talk about my Dominican.
Wear
peoples.
White pants too.
You know, I never wore an all white outfit. I should definitely buy one.
What did you guys do though?
I went to BA. I went to sleep really early though because I got a little lit.
But, nothing new.
That's so weak.
Yeah, that I got late. Went to sleep.
That's eight. Not that's surprised it. To hear that from you, Mom. What'd you do?
I stayed home. People came over. I got super lit as well, but I didn't go to
sleep.
Oh,
really? That's weird that you got lit. Mm.
I never get lit. I'm never drinking during this podcast.
Yo, you know what I was thinking, though? Like, you know how obviously it's tradition to eat turkey for Thanksgiving? Like, what if, like, the pilgrims would have, like, hunted down a bear or a fucking ostrich or some shit like that?
That's what we'd probably
we would have been
eating.
Fucking eating.
But that wouldn't be weird to us because that's what we'd always know.
Can you imagine an ostrich, though?
No, because Hispanics, for some reason, they cook a pernil. For some reason.
I don't.
There's no turkey. There's pernil.
No, I cook a turkey. My family
and
cooks
that's
turkey.
It?
Yeah.
What kind of Puerto Ricans are you?
We don't make pernil until Christmas.
Pernil.
Pernil and ham until Christmas.
Oh, she didn't even say the R in English. She said pernil. Like, she got the R. That's crazy.
I said pernil. Guys, don't make fun of
Spanish.
Why
is it that Puerto Ricans don't say the R? It's just funny.
Why is that? That's kind of weird.
You know, I can't do that. Okay, I can't do that.
Yeah, what is it? That's just funny.
You
like,
roll your R's?
I can't. Okay, I can't do that.
That's why right now she said pernil and she forgot the R. She didn't say pernil.
That is weird.
Something about Puerto Ricans with the R, man. That's just funny.
It just doesn't exist. I don't know. I'm white.
Yo,
you know?
And how come Puerto Ricans don't speak Spanish? I don't get it.
We just don't. I'm like a white Puerto Rican. I don't speak Spanish. I can understand.
No, but it's not just you. It's like
it's all of us. Of yeah. Pretty much. Anytime I meet another Puerto Rican who speak Spanish, I'm like, wow, you are so lucky. Your parents love you. They taught you Spanish.
This is mad depressing at this point.
Yeah. I remember one time I was out with Jason and we were at a Spanish spot and the lady was asking us what we wanted. And I looked at Jason and I was like, can you please order for me? He was like, nah, figure that shit out by yourself.
Jesus Christ. And then she's like, can I get some chicken tenders? Yeah.
I was like, por favor.
Or some
arroz.
Chicken noge.
There you go again, arroz. Ajo. Let me get some ajo.
Like you're fucking choking or something.
I don't know how to do it. Whatever.
It's very easy. You just gotta practice. You guys ever had a good job?
Nah.
Like, for you guys, like, what's a good job for you?
This is a good job.
Yeah. A good job is somewhere where I can work whenever I want, make a lot of freaking money.
Yeah.
And go on vacation whenever I want.
And do nothing.
And I don't have to answer to anybody. And I enjoy what I'm doing. That's what a good job is. You have to enjoy what you're doing.
A drug dealer.
Pretty much.
That's a dangerous ass job.
It's not dangerous.
Can you think about, like, what if your competition is out there always trying to, like, snipe you or something?
Snipe you.
Snipe you, damn.
In the city of New York, in the Bronx, someone's going to snipe you.
God damn.
They could stand on the project buildings.
Wow. I don't think anyone really thought into this shit. Like, I'm not going to be a drug dealer.
No, but none of you watch Power. Are you kidding me?
Of course. But they, even in Power, they didn't get sniped.
But you know what I mean? Like, your enemy's always out there waiting to kill you.
How about if you're a prostitute?
Yeah.
No, because if you think about it, for a woman, like, you're risking your life every time you get in that car with a man you don't know.
Ariana, would you get an OnlyFans?
Oh my God.
For the people that don't know what OnlyFans is, Mo, educate the people, please.
OnlyFans, you can subscribe for, like, $20 a month.
It depends.
It depends on what they're charging. Yes. Me, I'm prime time. At least 150. 150. And I guess what? I ain't showing my face.
All right.
So all you're getting is my whole body.
You mean like Wizard Kelly from the Proud Family?
I never watched the show. I watched Powerpuff Girls.
We're going to get into that because I know Disney Plus is out. So you got a lot of catching up to do, Mo.
Since yeah.
The no, I refuse. Is. Nope.
Anyways, OnlyFans.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
You didn't explain what really it is. You just said how much you're worth.
Like. But people have to know that I'm making one. And I want you guys to follow me, subscribe to my shit. 150.
But they don't know what they're subscribing to, so let them know.
It don't matter.
Alright, Mo's gonna make an OnlyFans page, and it's to. I think he's gonna be naked. I don't know.
I mean, I may be naked. I may not be naked.
Nah, but real talk, but females. What? I mean, I'm guessing males do. Obviously, Mo's making one, but females make this page up to basically post nudes, and people subscribe to like. Their page for like $10, $5, $20 a month,
mm-hmm.
and you get paid off that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, you get a percentage from that, and then the other goes to OnlyFans or whatever, however that works. But
yeah,
so there, would you do that?
I saw a girl yesterday, I was on Twitter, and she said that she's been doing it for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years, and she said after a year, she was able to quit like her regular job.
Wait, she got OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh,
she had to quit.
And she quit her job because she was making enough money from her OnlyFans or her premium Snapchat, whatever, to quit her job, and she is making bank. Like, she is making
money. I'm telling you.
And I saw someone else post a screenshot of their bank account, and they made like $950K in 1 month. What?
In 1 month?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, like, how much?
$950K.
What?
Yes. She was showing her bank account in one month. She made all that shit.
She was showing something else, too, to get that. But
well, you got to show a lot of shit, but people
don't fucking matter.
I mean, what? Titties, pussy?
All right, no. Not even that, bro. Believe me. If I show my feet, I got 20 followers.
Oh, yeah.
Off rip.
But you have to be, like, I was reading about it. You have to be, like, willing to do a lot of shit. So, like, some of these girls, like... You know, they show themselves like playing with themselves, or they show their feet because people are into feet, which I heard that I have pretty feet. So I always think about starting a foot page so I can make money from that.
Yo, I'm down.
I don't want you on my foot page.
I'm subscribed to that.
Since you with the JB Momo show, like, all I'm saying is the percentage goes to the show.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Y'all did not help. Are you guys going to pay for my pedicure?
Yeah. The show will pay for the pedicures, and then we make a percentage from that.
But it's true. And then they were saying you have to be like willing to do things like sell your underwear or like.
Like that one girl who sells her bath water.
Yes. And people buy that.
I forget her name. God. She sells her bath water.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, I can sell my own bath water, just sprinkle some salt. Make it a little nasty, a little.
How do people even know that's really her salt water?
They don't know, but they're paying for it. It's definitely like someone who's just like, oh, she's so beautiful, and they just want it. I don't know.
Listen, this world we have, what, 8 billion people, I could find at least a million people who are fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
That want people's bathwaters.
Listen, everyone has their own kink. So there might be something that you like that they don't like and they think is weird.
Like,
you
know? I love ass hair. You know?
So why don't you subscribe to the one that's selling ass hair out there?
Probably. There probably is, though. There's all this, like, different stuff that girls are willing to do because they're going to make money from it. Like, they will probably, I read somewhere, like, you can, like, some guys want to see you, like, shit on camera.
Lit.
Or pee, and they want to see it, and they're, like, cool with it. You know, it doesn't have to be, that's the thing, it doesn't have to be just, like, you having sex with someone or you having sex, like, with another girl or with a guy, whatever. Like, it could just be you by yourself doing all this stuff, and they are into it.
I mean, I guess if it floats your boat, that sounds like a lit job. But what's the worst job, you think? Have you ever had a worst job?
I have.
Because I know you went on the JB Momo Show IG and asked the listeners if they had a worst job.
Yeah, so I told you guys my second worst job, which was at a doctor's office, and it was, like, just horrible. And I started working there when I was, like, 17. So for that being my first job, I was like, yo, I will never come back here. Like, when I was making good money for a 17, 18-year-old, and then when I left, I was like, even if I'm homeless.
What made it, like, so bad?
It was because the wait time that the patients were experiencing, people would be there for like 3-4 hours just waiting to see the doctor, and the doctor was like chilling in the back. So they'd be like screaming at you and stuff like that. The boss that I had, she would like fuck up, but she would go under, like, let's say my account or my friend's account and do the fuck up that way. And then she'd be like, oh, look, you fucked up. And I'd be like, I didn't work on that day.
What a fucking whore. You know what?
But that don't sound as bad as Momo's job.
She got OnlyFans?
No, but that's not my worst job. That's my second worst job. My worst job. I'm going to be honest.
This shit does not sound worse at all. This shit doesn't sound bad at all. I mean,
no, my worst job was, surprisingly, it was being a teacher. Right. Which I know is like a dream job for some people, but, and it was for me.
What grade were you teaching?
Well, when I ended, I was teaching pre-K. I had second, fifth, and then I had pre-K.
But they're so cute.
No, I'm going to tell you why they're not cute.
They're so Ariana, cute. This does not sound like a bad job.
I'm going to tell you.
Do you know what Mo did?
What?
He used to make dildos at the factory.
Oh, wait.
That's a bad job.
That's why he's starting his OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's a horrible job. Them. Like, he was so fucking... Nah, that's bad.
I mean, I have a special talent.
No.
That's horrible.
I can make anything disappear.
That's disgusting.
He used to be in a factory making dildos. I think that's pretty bad.
No, but can I tell you why it sucked? Like, I'm going to tell you what my final straw was, okay? So I was by myself one day. Like, when the kids are in pre-K.
Oh, teaching job, okay.
Yes,
okay,
when the kids are in pre-K, you're supposed to have an aide with you. And for whatever reason, my aide was missing from the classroom that day. So one of the kids was like, Miss, I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, okay, just hold on a second, because now I have to find someone to watch my class. In the time frame that it took me, which is probably 30 seconds for me to get someone else to watch my other students, this little girl is like, Miss, I need to go to the bathroom. And I turn around and she's like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Like right now.
But she's raising her hand and she's holding shit in her hand. So no. She shit in her pants and then pulled it out to show me that she was shitting in her pants. And I was like, like, I didn't even know what to do. I was just like,
whose fucking kid was that?
I don't know, but I would disown my child if my child shit and then pulled it out.
Oh my God, crazy.
Do you know what that's like to clean up pee every day?
So why are you cleaning up shit and piss? Don't they
because have janitors? Because you have to take them like to the bathroom, so then you're changing their clothes.
Well, why?
That's just horrible.
Just like go.
It was the worst. And actually, someone on the on the IG mentioned that I would know what their worst boss was, and they worked with me at this job, so they understand the experiences I went through.
So
and they
then
know the
after
kids.
All that, you was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna make."
I was like,
fans.
"Yo, I'm."
And Momo has subscribed. I want to watch some foot action.
After that, she said, I had enough of this shit. I'm making it only fans.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm about to do now.
That's crazy. Well, good shit. I guess you have to go through the struggle.
I'm going to just have like an alias, though, because I don't want you guys to follow it. Well, Jason wouldn't. Manny wouldn't.
I'm not going to follow you.
What is it? I want to follow it.
Believe me, I don't go fuck. If you give me a free subscription, I'm not going to get on that shit.
Well, I am, because I'm nasty and I'm dirty and I'm disgusting. Just like my skin also.
Please don't subscribe to that.
But you know what? I will subscribe or get into There's this current events that's going on, especially for the holidays. I don't know if y'all heard about the, how much is it for the Christmas? Watching Christmas movies.
$1,000.
Oh, you gotta watch 24 movies, 24 Hallmark movies in 12 days.
What kind of movies?
Hallmark.
What kind, though? What season?
Yo, hey, I can't with this guy saying Hallmark movies.
Oh, my God, you're fired. It's Christmas movies.
What is a fucking Hallmark
movie? What's a Hallmark movie? A card?
Okay.
Hallmark is a card, but they have a channel.
Okay. Back to me.
Yes.
Do not take my spotlight from me.
Just say it right.
Okay. You gotta watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies. Do they make any of the movies besides Christmas?
I just want to know how you forgot that it was Christmas. They make other movies, yes. But how did you forget that it's Christmas when we are basically in a winter wonderland right now? Yes. Or would you watch the Christmas movies?
I would.
But how many movies? 24 movies?
24 movies in 12 days.
Do you have an option of which? Or you just sit there and watch whatever comes on?
Yeah, whatever. Well, it's got to be Christmas. Listen, though.
All of their movies pretty much have the same plot. But I like that.
I mean, I don't care. I'm getting how much is getting paid?
$1,000.
I'm with it. Who cares?
That means I could pay for Ariana's OnlyFans in like 3 years, I think. So, bro, I could use that money plentiful.
I feel like with our age, $1,000 goes fast.
It does. Yeah. But shit, just to watch
But it's an extra $1,000. Like, who cares? I mean, I could do it because I spent my past Sunday just in bed watching Christmas movies. So, on my Disney Plus. Shout out to that.
Shout out to Disney Plus. You want to give us an account, by the way, or no?
Nope, everybody get your own. Remember what I said? Yeah, I was Ariana like, nope, IG you said nobody asked me for that shit. Like,
damn.
Yeah, for real.
Unless y'all want to give me $2, everyone contributes to the Disney Plus account.
$2?
People already subscribing to your OnlyFans. They don't need to subscribe for fucking
I'm trying to make money at all times, from all angles. Damn. I'm a hustler. No, my Disney Plus is lit. I get to watch Boy Meets World all the time.
I was watching Small Guy the other day.
Oh, I was watching that last night.
Yeah.
That was good.
I watched Home Alone. I watched Toy Story. I watched a lot of like throwbacks and shit.
Yeah, I've mostly been stuck on Boy Meets World.
I see what you did there.
And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but I was watching So Weird. That was a good show.
The fuck is what? So
you don't know what So Weird
you lost
is?
Me on that one. No, I don't know what that is.
It was like a girl and her mom was a music artist, and they traveled on the road, but she experienced like all these different kind of like ghost stories, or it was like supernatural stuff.
Okay, stop watching that.
Yeah. It was a good show.
Just stop watching that.
It was
that.
Really good.
That just sounds weird.
And I was watching some throwback movies on that, like Disney Channel Originals.
Yeah.
Don't Look Under the Bed, which was which actually, when I watched it in hindsight, I was like, maybe this isn't as good. Oh, and I watched the Even Stevens movie, which is still funny.
I watched Double Team.
Which one was that one?
The basketball movie with the two girls.
With the sisters?
Yes.
That they were supposed to be twins?
Yes.
They really looked alike and they weren't even sisters.
No, they didn't look alike.
They didn't?
And
once we're older, everything changes,
When I clicked on Double Team, I thought it was a porno.
Please.
Yeah, on Disney Plus, they're going to put a porno.
Yeah.
You never know.
But you know, it's funny, like, everything is so different because I used to think, like, all these shows were so good when I was a kid. And you start putting things together, like,
But shows, when you watch as a kid, make more sense for you as an adult, because now you get to understand like the jokes that they're making,
and I start to realize that they like recycle characters but they bring them in as a different person, and I'm like, that person was on this episode as this person, and like things just don't add up, like timelines and
it's
stuff
just
like that.
Fraud. it's fucking fraud.
Everything is fake, but I still love my Disney Plus. I'm not, you know, I'm not broke, so I was able to afford it.
Oh, my bad. I'm not broke. You know who broke? Half of New York is broke.
Why?
I was driving this morning and I seen everybody wake up this morning trying to clean snow. You know what they were using? Sticks, hands, umbrellas, papers, cardboards, a broom.
No one has
hot water.
What do you call it?
Oh my God, hot water.
What do you call it? I have it. The thing that you clean your car with. What's the actual name for it?
Ice scraper /
whatever. Yeah. It's for the snow. Buy it. It costs $5. Like, stop with your shit.
They even have heated ones that really speed up the process. Damn. Actually, you know what I saw the other day? They have these, like, tarps that you put over. It's not a tarp.
Oh,
but it goes on your windshield,
yeah,
and you just take it off. So that way you don't have to. Yeah.
See, a sabana.
Yeah. That.
Sure.
You can use a sabana.
You can.
I know you will. But
and
yeah,
you just tuck the sides into your car so no one could steal it.
No.
Yeah. I thought that was
cool. It's getting stolen.
Yeah, if you're in the Bronx, the whole car is getting stolen. Oh, they'll leave that and take the car. But now, all jokes aside, people, stop. You live in New York. You know it's going to snow. Why don't you get yourself a fucking ice scraper? You know, keep it in your car. It costs $5. And that's it. the fuck are you doing with a fucking, I saw somebody with a pencil, like cleaning their fucking,
you're bugging.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
A pencil.
Whatever they find to clean the ice off their fucking shit. So, pencil is what they had.
A pencil.
I'm dead serious. What
are they doing, erase the ice?
I don't fucking know what they were doing, but I'm saying, damn, like. So, we had some polls on IG. We had two. We had one, yeah. Is lying to keep from hurting someone's feelings okay? Honesty, yeah.
That one's pretty deep, so let's do the mama one first, and then.
Get
into that one after.
You know, it was like 70% of people said that they're all right with their mom checking their phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I did have a question, though.
What? To be specific, it said through text. It didn't say through your phone. It said through text.
Okay. So how far in our text is she going? Is she just looking at whatever's recently there?
That's the thing. Like, I don't know. Is that text? So
she's,
I guess
going,
you just
she's
go
going deep.
Any text.
If she starts scrolling, she's gonna be upset.
If she starts what?
Scrolling. Oh, she'll be upset. If she goes, she goes into my details, she'll be a little upset.
Nah, I'm a sucky ass, Ducky.
Wait, what? Damn.
Wait,
that's you talk like that about stuff?
Ariana, what fuck?
I definitely don't say stuff like that.
I mean, nah. I think I'm good. Honestly, my mom could check through all my texts. I got nothing to hide. I'm good. Like, not that I'm hiding stuff from her. I'm saying she won't be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. I mean,
except I think me and my girl don't really be like texting like that, like nasty shit.
Well, yeah,
like that.
Because you're together.
Yeah, also. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean,
I spend a lot of time in my relationship, but you gotta keep it spicy.
Right, how about you, mom?
I'm a suck ass.
So is your mom gonna find some?
Oh
sucking
no,
ass
I,
shit?
I'm disgusting.
Yep.
So your mom's gonna be like,
yeah.
Your mom is gonna find it.
If you have my number and I had yours, I just send you whatever I get, whatever I see from WhatsApp, and you're going to get everything and anything.
To anybody?
Anybody. You want some too?
No. I don't know what this entails.
Oh, it could be a lot.
But I felt a little left out for a second. I'm you have my number.
No, I'm bad. Texting, I'm bad. Yeah, my mom cannot go through my phone.
Damn.
No, but the mommy be like, Mani, ¿qué eso? Mani, ¿qué eso? Oh, I don't understand this. All. It's all good.
All right, the second poll question is lying to keep from hurting someone's feelings okay? That one was deep.
Yeah.
I think that one was really deep. 67% said yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow, a bunch of fucking lies we got, don't we? Tell the fucking truth from time to time, people.
I am kind of half and
well,
half on
not,
that.
Yes, they said, it says depends.
I'm half and half, yeah. It does depend for me. It's just, like, it depends on what you're saying. Like, if they really need to know this and you're lying to them, then it's kind of wrong, but...
Okay, example. You're walking in Manhattan, right? Lower Manhattan. And you got this guy walk up to you and say, yo, hear my mixtape. And that's your fucking basura. Tell him, my man's, your shit is whack.
No, I wouldn't.
Or, like, you know how in high school, middle school...
You gotta be real, yeah.
And they'd be like, yo... Hear my freestyle, and then you sit in there like bumping it, and then you want to say it like, bro, this shit is, but you don't say it. Say the truth.
Just
stop
like the
line.
Just like the Iggy.
Today, I was watching Iggy Azalea's freestyles, the one from Sway in the Morning, and then the one she did at some concert, and no one told her, Iggy, you fucking suck.
Okay, yeah. I have a question though. Why were you watching freestyle? Well, like, who's like, ooh, you know what?
No, it wasn't a freestyle. It was like a funny, I don't know if you've seen it. It's like she's like performing and like she's like rapping.
It's
not
like
a freestyle.
Compilation or
no, it's not.
Okay. It's funny. You gotta see it, like subtitles, but it's like she's really saying
nothing.
You
know,
yeah,
I seen that one.
It's old.
Yeah,
these videos
are
old.
Yeah.
And then the one on the radio is old too, but it's just funny. But see, he was truthful. Like, he wasn't like, he didn't call and be like, oh yeah, good shit, just because he's famous.
Like John from Tennessee.
Shout
out to John from Tennessee. No one knows who this man is.
No, but he's a legend.
But John from Tennessee said, man, shut the fuck up. That shit whack. Get off them airways. Yeah, I was like, John, thank you for speaking for everyone.
So
here.
I feel like, be real, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially with this podcast. Be real with this shit. If you don't like this shit, just tell us. And don't listen to us.
God damn.
Or, you know, constructive criticism. Like, mm-hmm. we're open to it, right?
Yeah.
I'll be real quick to tell you guys when you guys suck.
Oh,
do
shit.
I suck?
Sometimes. Oh, you know, I already came here to fight you today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Ariana came out mad feisty today. I don't know why.
I gotta sometimes rein you guys in.
Damn.
You guys be wildin' if I don't say anything.
Wildin'. Straight wildin'.
But yes, it does depend on
Okay, you know, like, if, what if your girlfriend is like, do I look fat in this?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it depends how long you've been with your girl.
Debe's gorda.
But girls never want to hear that. No matter if you're married.
No, 30, 50 no, years or I would not. Rather I would rather you tell me like, yo, yes, you no. look fat in that, because I don't want to go out and I look stupid and everyone's like, but, ugh, look at that girl.
Exactly, but all right. It's better than that I tell you than someone else does right, it out right, in public. Right.
Or
I
you,
tell
you, or babe, you find a meme of yourself online.
It's like I tell Chris all the time, Chris, you look like a fucking crackhead. Fix it. So it's better that I say it.
Damn.
Baby, I love you. You're so beautiful.
You just tell down. Your girlfriend even that when she looks like a crackhead.
You look like a fucking crackhead all the time. Because you know what? My pet peeve is this. I hate buns. When girls wear a fucking bun, I want to chop that shit off. And that's it. I want to cut that shit.
Yeah, like the thing is, I can hear this motherfucker say, yo, you look like a fucking crackhead.
You know, Manny, I'm very sensitive about wearing my hair in a bun, so now I'm never going to do it.
Stop wearing it in a fucking bun.
I'm like,
if
I
you have
stupid.
Beautiful hair, let that shit fucking.
But what if they home and they chilling? They don't want to fucking
But that's fine. That's fine. It's un importa. I have my pews in a bun. If I'm home, we chilling. Estamos bien.
But now this poll question could go in so many different ways. It could go real deep. Pause. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good pause. That shit was quick.
I'm ready, man. Because I already know. Or
like, what if you're dating someone and they're like, I have a question. Does my breath stink? Are you gonna lie and be like, no, you're good? Or are you gonna be? Like,
I feel like everybody lies about everything, though.
See me. If I don't know you like that, I'm not gonna say anything. Whether you smell or your breath smells, like I feel like I don't have a place, you know, a friendship level with you that can't say that to you, because I'm gonna feel like I'm being fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like Jay, I'm like, yo, Jay, you smell like shit. Like what did you do last night, my man?
Because
we have that kind of connection, you know, and I can bring that up with no problem.
But how about if you're lying to your significant other about having an affair with somebody else and not telling them because you don't want to hurt
that's
them.
That's just straight lying, though. That's not even like, oh, I'm not going to tell her because I don't want to hurt her. It's I'm not going to tell her because I don't want to fucking get in trouble because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, and I wanna
I want to keep running my game. No, because I feel like it doesn't become about her feelings or his feelings. It becomes more about you keeping what you want. You want to have your cake and eat it, too. That's why.
Is it tres leche cake? Because I love tres leche cake. It's the best cake out there, people.
Tres leche. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to feed myself tres leches cake on my OnlyFans with my feet.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh
disgusting.
I'm making two accounts now.
Yo, but talking about the cheating shit, I don't know if y'all saw Cardi B going on Instagram talking about, you know, it was my man, shit got hacked.
Yeah.
But obviously, we all know that Offset already cheated once. So once a cheater, always a cheater.
Well, she said, she was like, he's done a lot of dumb shit, and we know he has. Mm-hmm. So for him to go and do that is stupid. And she said that they had like just woken up or something like that. So it couldn't have been him. And I don't know if you guys know, but the girl that he wrote that thing to, the message that said like, miss you for real, that's his ex. And Cardi is like going through a court battle with her right now. So if he really did that, that's fucked
Wait,
up.
So all you have to say is that my phone was hacked and you're good?
Yeah.
That's it.
But I want to be clear, you cannot say that.
My phone was hacked.
Who is hacking your phone?
The FBI. CIA. I don't know who.
Some JB and Momo fan.
Some crazy JB Momo fan. We have many fans out there that want to be us.
Millions of them.
No, they don't. They might think you're funny, but they definitely are not hacking your account to be like, well, did you see what they wrote on his Twitter? They were like, balls in the face. I look ass.
Who?
Someone hacked Offset's Twitter and was writing balls in my face.
Oh, yeah?
I'm gay. I look ass on his Twitter.
That's a sassy.
Ariana, do you hold bananas in your OnlyFans?
With my feet, yes.
I am making three accounts. Third account's being created.
Banana Momo. Tres leches Momo.
Oh, my God. All
right. Y'all can go ahead with that shit. I'm good.
We about to be rich.
No, you are. Not we. Who the fuck is we?
You said
I thought
not.
You were going to make one too.
Oh, we could be like host and co-host.
I'm not co-hosting.
Y'all going to fucking toe fuck or some shit?
We can toe fuck some of you weirdos out there in this world.
I actually am very afraid of other people's feet, so I do not want anyone's
Why?
Feet touching mine.
You know what? You know what? My girl said the same thing. She's afraid of my feet.
Yeah.
She says I have claws. And she also says I have slave feet. I have a slave of feet.
A slave at feet.
A slave at feet.
Like, you didn't own sneakers growing up or some shit?
Es que en Dominican Republic, eso se pone muy difícil para
Do
mí.
Do you know the story on how Momo came to the United States?
You know, I actually did want to ask if he grew up
you,
here.
You
like,
know the
I did, I did.
No, but you
like,
know
were you born here?
Do you know the story of...
En Presbyterian.
Oh, wow.
El 11-8.
Do you know the story of Moses? When he was little, they put him in the water and just...
Oh, yeah. That's how Manny got here?
Yeah. They just...
So I was floating through the
and then they just found
Pacific,
him.
Atlantic.
They just found him in the Atlantic. Heights, picked him up. He's here. So that's why I say he's born here.
That's kind of fucked up. But I was born here. I was born here. I was born in Presbyterian Hospital. I was 8.5 pounds. I don't think I was. 4 feet tall.
You've grown so much in the last 10 years.
I'm talented. That's why. So, you know what? You guys are a bunch of haters.
Anyway, that's a wrap for this show. Thanks for listening. We got a thing going on right now. A trend or whatever you call it.
Ooh, yes, a trend.
And we need y'all to do this.
This is only for the men, though.
No, this, no,
nah.
This is not. No, I'm not doing this.
Come on,
of course.
Can you text them, please?
You know, I want you to know I'm never going to get a no from that question.
Okay, cool.
That, you know what?
That is
true.
But
that is true.
But that's,
think about that.
I think it's better for females to text a man because we want to hear like men are actually down to do it or not. If they're going to do that. So listen, this is what it is.
Okay.
You're going to text your significant other.
Or whomever you are.
That's what I said, significant other. I'm
well,
not saying.
Well, you could be single.
And who? Why? Whoever it is.
Your fuck buddy.
Yeah, whatever.
Your flow.
Hit him up and say, head today or tonight and see what you get. And I need y'all to tag us on it.
And no cheating, goddammit. You can't like, I need you to say yes.
Yeah.
No cheating, motherfuckers.
Or don't text yourself and shit, switch names and all that.
Or change the name on a fucking like best friend. You change the name to a girl's name or a boy's name.
Yep.
And fucking.
They should not be going that hard for that question. It's not that serious.
This shit is serious.
It's not that serious.
We're going to start it off right now.
I'm going to send it, though, and I'm still going to get a yes. I could send it today, tomorrow, 3 years from now. I'm going to get a yes.
Can you say suck my toes instead?
And I still get a yes.
He's disgusting.
Stuff is always down.
He's disgusting.
Always
he's nasty.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You want to give a shout out to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, AnchorFM.com. Thanks for listening. We are up to like 1,300 listeners now. We getting up there, yo. So I appreciate all of y'all. 1,300.
Yes. Also shout out to my homegirl Gisella for participating in that worst job ever, because she kind of inspired me to talk about the teaching job. So shout out to her.
What's her name? Gisella?
Gisella.
Gisella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she Dominican?
I think so.
Gisella. I could see it happen.
But anyway, yes, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
We love you, or I do at least. And I hope you enjoy listening to my voice and not just boys all day.
Yeah.
Why do you sound like that?
Now
are you trying to fuck somebody over the air?
I'm trying to get more fans for my OnlyFans.
El Diablo, I just made a fourth account.
The JB and Momo with Ariana OnlyFans. That's a new show now.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Jay's not subscribing.
Nah, I don't know. I'm good.
It's weird.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I make my OnlyFans.
Yeah. But all right, y'all, thanks for listening. It's a wrap. We love y'all. Appreciate the love.